I am your mentor. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, a famous German philosopher, scientist, writer, man about town, wealthy, entrepreneur, exceedingly intelligent person, said, I am your mentor. If I accept you as you are, I will make you worse. However, if I treat you as though you are what you are capable of becoming, I help you become that. Powerful statement. If I accept you as you are, I will make you worse. However, if I treat you as though you are what you are capable of becoming, I help you become that. Wow, sounds like a parent, doesn't it? Sound like a teacher. Sound like someone who loves us, someone who cares about us. You know? If everybody in the world felt that way about each other, what miracles could take place in this world? What absolutely fantastic things could have happened every moment of the day? Every moment of the day. I'm your mentor. Here at the University of Healing, my job is to be your mentor, to draw out of you everything that you're capable of becoming. And to do that, it has to be obvious what you're capable of becoming, because I cannot draw out of you something I cannot see in you. So if I say to you, come on, get a little better, come on, you can do that, and you say, I cannot do that. I don't know how to do it. It's just not in me to do it. I'll say, I can see it in you. I see right past the illusion of it not happening to the reality of its actually being there. Now that's what a mentor is supposed to be. A mentor is someone who works with another person and works harmoniously, guiding them to accomplish their highest and best goals. It's not always an easy task. Sometimes a mentor works with children who are learning sports. And the mentor will say to they call him a coach sometimes too, you know. The mentor or coach will say to the kids, all right, now, for a week before our big game, go to bed early every night. Don't drink any whiskey. Don't drink any alcohol. Don't smoke any cigarettes. And just be relaxed and be peaceful with yourself. Now for a week before the big game, relax. Don't drink alcohol, don't smoke, don't get yourself all uptight. Live as balanced a life as you can. Now, many of the kids do that. Many of the kids do that and they come across beautiful. Now whether they win or not is of little consequence. But they are learning a habit. They are learning that to achieve a goal, to achieve their highest and best, means that they act their highest and best, which is not drinking alcohol, which is not smoking, which is not getting uptight. Now the coach, the mentor of these young people, and many of them do it if you are familiar with coaching at all, they try to keep your body balanced. They try to keep your body from having nicotine or caffeine or whatever things in it, alcohol in it, that can be disturbing to your physique. And if they can keep you on the straight and narrow path in that regard and keep yourself calm and cool, they'll have a winning group working with them. But most of all, see, the coach isn't as interested in having you win the game as in having you be a winner. He wants each of the players to give their very best and to know what it feels like to give their very best. He wants each of the players to get in there and show what they're made of, show the quality of person they are, that they know how to be a good winner and they know how to be a good loser. They know how to be a good person They know how not to just force their way and elbow their way through the crowd, but to skillfully flow through there like greased lightning, and to move with the agility of a gazelle, to run with the speed and the artistic quality of the finest runner that has ever walked the face of the earth. Walk the face of the earth, run the face of the earth. Now, how does that come about? That comes about because the mentor or the coach must be a pretty superior being themselves. They may have their faults, but they know how to look at each student and draw out of each student the finest and the very best that's in them. They are the student's mentor. Now you say, what about the teachers in geometry and geology and geography? What about the teachers in mathematics and all the other types of subjects you have? Aren't they mentors also? To a degree, yes. But you see, they're not mentor of the whole person. They're only mentor of the intellectual person. Oh, maybe the emotional person, but mainly the intellectual person. They inspire the person to intellectually achieve his potential. They don't always achieve it. They don't always, the teacher does not always achieve that with the student, because the student oftentimes goes out and smokes cigarettes and drinks alcohol and gets uptight over things. And the teacher really has no reason for telling them not to do that, because that seems out of his venue, out of his area of concern. But to a coach, I want a healthy body out there. I want a healthy mind. I want a winner out there. And the only way I can get a winner out of you is to teach you to be balanced, to teach you to take care of your body. Anything that you put in your body which is not harmonious with your body, and it's not that I say it's harmonious or not harmonious. It's not that you say it's harmonious or not harmonious. It's what you have heard. It's what you've heard on the radio, the television, and the newspapers, what you've heard from your peers, what you've heard from your parents and your friends and your religious organization. This all leaves a deep impact, a lasting impact upon all of us. And we respond to it. So if they say smoking is bad, and we want to smoke because the rest of the kids are smoking, that's okay. But we'll pay a big price. If we do not believe that smoking is bad, if we have never heard it or been told that smoking is bad, we can smoke up a storm and it wouldn't bother us a bit. But there are very few people on the face of the earth who have not heard that smoking is deleterious to your health, especially in recent years. It's on all the packages of cigarettes, all tobacco, it's on all the billboards, and it's everywhere. Surgeon General's office says smoking is deleterious to your health. Now, what about alcohol? Is alcohol bad for you? Well, you're older. You can't drink alcohol until you're 18. 18! You understand that? 18! Well, now, why don't they want you to drink alcohol until you're 18? Well, your body is in the process of forming. Your body is in the process of developing. All your nerve endings are just so fragile. All your muscles and ligaments and all the stuff that's in your body, it's in the process of forming. It's like an open sieve, and everything that you put in your body is absorbed immediately into your body system. And so any alcohol that goes in there is going to be absorbed right into the fabric of your muscle, your brain, into your heart, into all the parts of you. And it will not hurt you and kill you, but it will stunt you a little bit, maybe a lot. And if you believe it's bad for you, that belief will stunt you more than the alcohol itself. I'm saying this not as an excuse for using alcohol or nicotine. I'm saying it merely as a fact. Now, a mentor does not bring up that alcohol is bad. He does not bring up that nicotine is bad. He does not bring up that anxiety is bad. He just brings up, I want you relaxed when you get out in that field to win the game. And you can be relaxed when you are at peace with yourself, when you're balanced. And you see, he's not telling them not to do something. He's telling them to come to the game relaxed and peaceful and harmonious. He's telling them all these good things in a positive way. And then he doesn't say, don't smoke. He's just saying that the nicotine gets into your body and it inhibits your nerve endings, so you're not as clear and sharp and crisp as you could be. Okay, I don't care if you smoke or don't smoke, but don't smoke before the game, because I want you to be tippy-top. And that message gets through to the kids. That message gets through to them that smoking is not beneficial to their body. And the same with alcohol or anything else, and drugs and steroids and all the things that have come down the pike. A sports mentor, a coach, is a very special and very precious man or woman in the life of a child. And when they can, in a positive way, come across to the children, to the young people, that their body is a temple of the living spirit and they should treasure it and they should respect it, and that they want to get the most out of it. If they want that body to be a lean, mean, trim form, then they treat it that way. Now, they cannot go and psychologically say, now you're putting this thought into your consciousness, and as you put this thought in your consciousness, you're going to reap that kind of harvest. If they say that, they'll say, this is not learning some sort of a role, as Jonathan Livingston Seagull's students had said of him. But you can say it in other ways, and the coaches do. Some of the coaches in religious organizations, when a religious school backs the team, then they speak in religious terms sometimes. And this is expected. They have their prayer before the game begins, and they have their prayer when the game ends, and perhaps even in midtime they have their prayer, especially if the game's not going too well. But a mentor is a very special, very precious person. You've all had mentors in your life, many of them. And you have a mentor right now, too, that really cares about you. And it's up to you to get the benefit. I am your mentor. If I accept you as you are, I will make you worse. Remember the song, I love you just the way you are. I accept you just the way you are. Well, the reason for this is that the children want to get along with each other. And the husband and wife want to get along with each other. They want to tolerate each other. But if the wife, the husband, or the children would act like this, I treat you as though you are what you are capable of becoming, and I help you become that. If the wife would say to her husband, you are so wonderful, you are so talented, and the husband just had a bad day, and he says, oh, everything went wrong, everything. But sweetheart, you're so talented, don't even think about that. Tomorrow, you'll do even better. But I didn't do good today. Well, then tomorrow you surely will do better. But just, you're great. You're great. You're a winner. You're my winner. You're my number one. No. That's sort of sloppy, maudlin pushing. But she's being his mentor. And when the mother says to the little kid, so, you got a D. That's a bad grade. But you know what? I'm proud of you. Because you got an F before, you failed. And now at least you're in the running. It shows me that you can do it. Now, let me help you wherever I can. Just ask me, and I'm right there to say the right word or help you do anything you want, because I know what your real grade is. You know what your real grade is? Your real grade is an A. The chairman of one of the major corporations got a letter from his mother as he sent the report card home from his junior year in high school. Apparently he was away at school. And he got a B on his course. And his mother wrote back, beloved son, welcome to the human race. Apparently he was beginning to look up instead of down. Of course, since that time, he has been running billion-dollar corporations and doing quite successfully. But he got his B, and then he went on from there. You and I, we can each get our A when we get the best out of us. And we each are our own best mentor. I accept you as you are, I make you worse. If we accept ourselves as we are, we make ourselves worse. If we accept ourselves as though we are capable of becoming something great and beautiful and wonderful, then we help ourselves to accomplish that. So, have a lovely day, and remember, I'm your mentor, and I am is you. I love you.